Yomi Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yom HaBavli, Daf Dalad. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Beis Amud Aleph on the third line. Ha Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Ha Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Makchila min Hain Maisila Rav Shimon ben Lakish Kahado. Rav Shokish challenged Rabbi Yochanan. He learns separation as in the following way. Yotani Rabbi Shmuel, Vazos Yavah Awen Elakadish, Ka'omu Be'enyan. As the Bible says from Rabbi Shmuel, the Pasuk says in Vayikra Tev Zayin Pasuk Gimel, Bezois, through this, Aaron will come to the Holy, on Yom Kippur it's talking about, like it said in the Parsha of Miluim. Ma'amah ve'inyin mafishin oisei kol shiva, va'ivet kol shiva, mechanchim oisei kol shiva, avim mafishin oisei kol shiva, va'ivet kol shiva, mechanchim oisei kol shiva. What was said in the Parsha? We separate him all 7 days, and he serves all 7 days, we train him all 7 days. Also, this means the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, we separate him all 7 days, and he serves all 7 days, and we train him all 7 days. Is it said in the Parsha of Avodah Yom Kippur? Rather, since the death of Aaron's sons is said in the Parsha, and they died in the Miluim, it's as if the Miluim was written in the Parsha. The Gemara, in the end, also Rish Lakish learns from this pasuk the Miluim. Why did he challenge Rabbi Yochanan? Ella ke'inish to shama mila amak shiala. Rather, if he's like one who heard a matter and challenged it to see whether or others hold like it. Amar Yosa, v'bun time of Rishim Lakish v'yishkan kvoid Hashem al Har Sinai ma Moshe le'nichnas lifnay lifnim ad jinis kadosh v'anan kol shiva. Af Aaron loy nichnas lifnay lifnim ad b'seit niskadish kol shiva. Yosef Rabun gave an explanation. Rish Lakish learns separation from the pasuk in Shmos Chof Dalet pasuk Tes Zayin, and the honor of Hashem dwelt on rested on Har Sinai. That's like Moshe did not enter inside to the Mitzvah Shechinah until he was sanctified in the cloud for 7 days. Also, Aaron enters inside the Kodesh Kodashim only after he was sanctified and separated for 7 days. Adasi de Yochanan lama misis bnei Aaron amur be'inyan v'lo misu elav miluim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, why is the death of Aaron's son said in the parsha of the Avodah Yom Kippur? They died in the miluim. Amar b'chi ba'ba bnei Aaron be'echad b'nisan misu v'lama v'mazke misasam b'yom kippurim l'anchad shekshem shel yom kippurim mechaper al yisrael kach misasam shel tzadikim mechaperes al yisrael. Says Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba that the sons of Aaron died on the first of Nisan. Why is their death mentioned regarding Avodas Yom Kippurim? Which it teaches that just like Yom Kippur atones for Yisrael, so the death of Tzadikim atones for Yisrael. Amar Rav Yudin Rav Sholem Lama Samach Hakosav Mitzvah Aaron Leshivu Haluchis Lamdacha Shemitzasim Shel Tzadikim Kash Lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Keshivu Haluchis. Rav Yudin Rav Sholem said, why is the death of Aaron mentioned next to the breaking of the Luchos? To teach you that the death of Tzadikim is, so to speak, painful to Hashem like the breaking of the Luchos. Ksiva v'nei yisrael nosum mi be'eres b'nei yakam v'yseira, sham meis Aaron, rib maser meis Aaron, v'lei v'har ha'al meis. V'lo d'chsiv, v'yal Aaron akoyin al har ha'al al pi Hashem v'yom Hashem. The Gemara said, it says, in the Pasuk in Dvarim Yud, Pasuk Vav, v'nei yisrael, Nasu mi beiris b'nei Yaakon, and they so journeyed from the wells of b'nei Yaakon, Moisera to Moisera. Sham meis Aaron, there Aaron died. Did Aaron die in Moisera? He died in Ho'ahar, as the Pasuk says in Ba'amidbar Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Lamed Ches, and Aaron went out to Ho'ahar, according to the word of Hashem, and he died there. And then we come to meis Aaron, Nistaka and Aniya Kovid, Avikshu Akananiim, Nizgoi, Sporim, Bom, Now, once Aaron died, the clouds of glory departed, and the Kenanim wanted to fight with him. And the Pasuk says, over there in Perikof Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, and the Kenani king of Arad, who lived in the south, heard that Yisrael had come by the route of the spies, and he waged war against Yisrael. Mao derch atawim, ki meis ataya gadol shahaya tar bahem, et a derch avo venezgaru bahem. What's the derech atawim? It's the great taya, which is a guide, who used to show them the way, had died, and the Canaanim came and fought with them. V'ukshe Yisrael achzorim Yitzrayim, v'nosu l'achariyem, sh'moina masoi, f'rat z'achrov, sh'vatoi shal yivivi v'hog v'menu, v'shev v'mishpochis, af peim hog v'menu alba. They wanted to return to Yitzrayim, and they traveled backwards 8 journeys, and the tribe of Levi ran after them and killed 7 families, and we saw in Vayigash it listed as 10 sons of Binyamin, and in Pinchas it listed only 5, and also Ahud from Shimon and Etzron from Gad are missing. As we saw, killed from Levi 4, who were Shimi, Amrami, Yitzhari, and Uzieli. Amrami, Yitzhari, Lechavani, Liazieli. So 3 of these are listed afterwards. And they are La'amri, Li'itzari, La'chevoni, La'azieli. Emesai Chod v'yimei David, Hadaru d'chsiv, Yifach b'yomar, Sadik, V'rav, Shalom, Adbli, Ereich. The answers we saw almost totally wiped out 3 of them. When did they return to be numerous? It was in the days of David. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Peg, Ayin, Beis, Pasuk Zion, may the righteous flourish in his days, and much peace until there is no moon. Amru migam lanu ladam halalu amru al shalai asinu chesed emois asadik yoshev vashu espede vegam lal sadik chesed ve'ela aleihem hamokim kilu meith sham v'nigra sham v'gmana lasadik chesed. It's all said, what caused us all this bloodshed? It says, because we did not do chesed with, means properly eulogize, that sadik are an akoyen. He sat and fixed themselves and eulogized and bestowed chesed to the sadik. Hashem considered as if he died there in emois and he was buried there, and they bestowed chesed to the tzaddik.